Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. In this section, which is 7 through 12, Krishna will describe how to practice Nishkam Karma Yoga. 7. Krishna is speaking. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offering instructions. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone. And everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. Comment. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada paraphrases Bhagavad Gita 2.12, which describes the individuality of the soul. Srila Prabhupada does this because sarva bhutatma bhutatma, compassion to all souls, has been taken by Mayavadis to mean that a soul, quote, becomes the soul of all living entities. Clearly, Krishna is not saying that. Instead, he uses the word sarva bhutatma bhutatma to refer to the compassion of a devotee with three symptoms of advancement, which Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur defines as vasudatma, a soul with purified intelligence, visitatma, one who is self-controlled, and jitendriya, one who has conquered his senses. A person who possesses these three qualities has not become one with everyone, as the Mayavadis say, but feels that everyone is dear to him. How can everyone be dear to Arjuna as he stands on the battlefield ready to kill his enemies? Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, Arjuna was only superficially offensive because, as has already been explained in the second chapter, all the assembled persons on the battlefield would continue to live individually, as the soul cannot be slain. So spiritually, no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna, who is personally present. Therefore, Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work. In the next two verses, Krishna describes the jitendriya, the renounced sense-controlled worker, as he goes about his activities. This is text 8 and 9. Krishna is describing the jitendriya. A person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. Comment. Krishna now describes how transcendental knowledge that we are not our bodies should be expressed through work. This knowledge allows us to remain aloof from the body as we work. We see our bodies acting, but we have no interest in the fruits of our action. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that the Nishkam Karma Yogi, even while acting with his body, senses, and so on, is a tattva-vit. He realizes that the self is separate from the body. Does the work of such a detached person result in any sinful reactions? Text 10, Krishna says, one who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful reaction, as the lotus leaf is untouched by water. Comment. One should be situated in knowledge and then do one's duty with detachment. Such a person will perceive the body's actions. It's working, it's touching, it's doing many things. But he thinks, quote, I am doing nothing. I am a soul, and I am aloof. With this realization, one can perform his duty without attachment and then surrender all the results to Krishna. Thus work remains free from sinful reaction, just as, quote, the lotus leaf is untouched by water. Lotus leaves have a waxy surface and water immediately glides off them. In the same way, reactions glide off when performing Nishkam Karma Yoga. But the question can nevertheless be raised. If someone is detached from work because he knows that he's a spirit soul and not his body, what is his purpose in working? Text 11. The yogis, abandoning attachment, act with body, mind, intelligence, and even with the senses, only for the purpose of purification. Comment. Kaivalya comes from the root kevala, which in this verse is defined as purified. One becomes purified by his detached work. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura explains, quote, although one's mind may sometimes be distracted while making offerings of oblations such as Indriya Swaha, still, such a person's senses are kevala, acting for the purification of the Atma, for the sake of purifying the mind. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan explains this verse as follows, quote, citing the behavior of saintly persons as evidence, Krishna elaborates on the previous verse with this verse beginning with kayena. Yogis carry out work that has to be executed with the body, mind, and mind senses and so on, without any false identification of the self with the body and so on. Kevala means, quote, pure, fully purified, vasudha. In the phrase beginning abandoning attachment, the words for the purpose of purification of the self mean for the sake of giving up one's false identification with the body as the self, which one has maintained since time immemorial. End of quotation of Baladev Vidyabhusan's explanation. So the Prabhupada writes, this is the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. Krishna next compares the attached with the unattached. The steadily devoted soul, this is text 12, attains unadulterated peace because he offers the result of all activities to me. Whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who is greedy for the fruits of his labor, becomes entangled. This, our comment says, is a summary of the previous five verses. The next four verses answer a question Krishna has already discussed in the third and fourth chapters, namely, who is the doer, the living entity, material nature, or Krishna's Paramatma? In the first of these four verses, Krishna describes the Jivatma's role. Okay, Hare Krishna, we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing, Hare Krishna.